Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. here with Ty St. Julian, and we're your hosts today. And we're going to continue with our ongoing series devoted to programs which feature one ensemble that's dealing in early music. And our ensemble today is called the Ensemble Gilles Benchois. Gilles Benchois is actually one of the most famous composers of the 15th century in Europe. He came from the Netherlands, and along with Dufay and one of the other famous composers of John Dunstable of that period, is well known for their music. And really, we get into a period in early music when we now have composers' names attached to them. Gilles Benchois, then, is the name of the ensemble. Dominique Vollard is the head of that ensemble, and they have existed since the year 1978. Dominique Vollard was actually a member of the boys' choir of Notre Dame in Versailles.
We have a single selection by the composer Perrotin. We know that Perrotin lived in the 12th century. The music is actually of the school of Notre Dame. That doesn't mean you went to school with your notebooks. The school of Notre Dame was a collection of composers, collection of singers that began a completely different kind of music, something that was radically different to what had appeared before. And as I mentioned, this is 12th century that we're talking of in the School of Notre Dame. It was in Paris, this group of people who were composing and singing, and it was considered the most fascinating and successful phenomenon in the history of Western music. So the piece that we will hear is the Sederunt. It is an organum for four voices and the known composer Perrotin.
Thank you.
The Ensemble Gilles Benchois, under the direction of Dominique Vallard, performing there one of the pieces by the composer named just with one name, Perrotin, from the Notre Dame School. That was 12th century. Notre Dame School meaning the music that was really composed for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, and the Ci Devant, which was for four voices. And if you notice the opening note and the opening particular syllable of the word Ci Devant was an extended period of melismas, or long melodic passages on that one syllable. And as a result, we get to the end of that first phrase, and the remaining syllables have very few, if more than one note devoted to them. And that is typical of the so-called Notre Dame school, and typical of the composer whom we know only as Perrotin.
We turn to a Mass of Notre Dame. This is the first Mass in which every movement that would be sung in the Mass was composed by the same composer and composed as an entire Mass. This was revolutionary. It is the Mass of Notre Dame, the Mass of Our Lady. We begin with an introit, and that is when the priests enter to the altar. This is the Gaudeamus Omnes in Domino, and then we hear a Kyrie eleison, and that's the trifold Kyrie, and finally the Gloria in Excelsis Deus. This performance that you'll hear was actually performed in Reims, some people say Reims, Cathedral, and this was the building that it was intended for.
Oh. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax
From the famous Mass of Notre Dame by Guillaume de Machaut, we heard the opening introit and also the Kyrie and the Gloria. Machaut, who lived in the 14th century, is considered the only known composer of a Mass, and particularly the whole Mass, of this period of early music and medieval music. The Mass was composed for the Cathedral of Reims in France, and we heard the performers, again, were the ensemble Gilles Benchois, whose music we are featuring today on this ongoing series of devoting a whole program to an early music performing ensemble. And I might mention that this particular Mass is important to my co-host today, Thais St. Julien. It is in that Mass that she made her debut with Musica da Camera a few years ago.
Yes, more than two.
And at the Ursuline Chapel here in New Orleans.
And I also, at the time, worked so desperately hard on the piece. I was really singing music that I wasn't musically ready for. And I had so much support from the folks who were in Musica da Camera, including the late Charles Foster, who sang my part with me so that I wouldn't make a total fool of myself. We continue with the Ave Virgo Regia. That's the top line. The middle line is Ave Gloriosa. And the bottom line, or tenor, is the melody Domino. This is a motet, and this is found in the manuscript called the Montpellier Codex. Following that, we'll hear pieces found in the Bamberg Codex. Following that, three motets with the melody of In Seculum as the tenor line, that is, the bottom line. What happens on the lines above that are different from each other. And then finally, La Tierce Estampie Royale.
Oh.
The so-called third estampe royale, estampe being a French dance of the 13th century, performed by Ensemble Giobin Choix, and we began with one of the motets from the Montpellier Codex, and following that we had three interesting motets which are really instrumental, very unique for this period, and those were from the very famous Bamberg Codex. Our program today devoted to music performed by the early music ensemble called Giobin Choix.
We have now another piece by Perrotin, Beata Viscera, and that is a conductus.
Thank you.
a solo vocal piece of a Peritan, the Beata Vichira, and that again performed by a member of the ensemble, Gilles Benchois, of the ensemble that we're featuring today. And we will have some more early music ensembles for you in the near future.
And we close with a piece by Lescarelle, Fille Menaçante et Soulangée. Lady, your glances have held me. Obviously, this is a love song.
And closing with a piece by Lescarelle, very interesting composer. He composed almost all simple monophonic music, and it's in the same codex as the Roman de Falvel, and they're in alphabetical order, which is very unique for an early manuscript. And I was very fortunate to hold that manuscript in my hand at the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris.
I have heard of that place. Unfortunately, never made it to Paris. We want to thank you all for listening again today as we focused on the ensemble Gilles Benchois under the direction of Dominique Veillard. We've certainly enjoyed preparing the program and sharing it with you, and we look forward to having you with us again next week for another hour of early music with Continuum. Thanks again.